to that skufa. Amar Rami Brachama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi habelet midafna shamavi, the lechi which extends from the out from the wall of the mavi. It wasn't put there for the purpose, it was an extension of the bayis, but she says he put it there the chizuk. It wasn't put there to be a lechi. So, pachas mi arba amis, neither mishum lechi. If it's less than 4 hours long, it's considered a lechi. So if one holds the lechi, which is there by, on its own, is not a problem. And more later on makes that issue of calls a lechi, ha'im me'elov. Bias says it's good, Rabbi says it's no good, Bias says it's good, Mercy because he holds it's lechi mishum mechitza. So it's a mechitza. Rabbi says lechi mishum heker. It's lacking in the heker because people don't know why it's there. I mean, it was there independent of the purpose of enclosing the mavi. Tosis points out, even if you hold lechi mishum mechitza, Tosis Arba Amos says that you need heker, he agrees that you need heker ksas. If it's insert lechi achar latira, you don't even, that's the lechi. You don't need any other lechi there. Dalet amos, if the item which is there is already 4 amos, neither mishum mavoi, b'sarach lechi achar latira. It's considered like it's an area of a mavoi, like a by one to derive from here the halacha that it has. You see that you need dalet amos, and. It's considered part of the Mavi, so it's not considered a tikkun for the Mavi, and therefore you need a lechi. So the Gemara also lechi heichon mamidoi. Where do you place that lechi, which is going to be matarit? What the Gemara says, the mukilei bahadei. If you put it together with the standing wall, which is there, you just extend the wall a little bit. Oisvihu de kamoisif alei. It just looks like you're adding on to the wall. So it doesn't have a heker. So Marapapa, Dumukilele, Inoki, so the solution would be put it on the other side where it is nicker because there's a straight wall there and it's extending out from the wall. Rahuna Rede Yeshua, Amar Filotema, Dumukilele, Bahade, you could put it on the same side as this extension. So what's the problem? Looks like you're just extending it further. No, the Mitri Bay or the Mipser Bay. Either it's going to be more, or it's going to be less. It could be higher or lower. So if the height of this extending wall was, let's say for argument's sake, was 20 tvachim high, so you make the lechi 22 tvachim or 18 tvachim. So you can see it's something different. Alternatively, if the width of this, the thickness of the wall, which is extending out, is 4 tvachim wide, and you make your lechi 6 tvachim wide, or you make your lechi 3 tvachim wide, so it doesn't look like it's an extension of the wall.
What if you change the color?
Seems to be that alone wouldn't be sufficient, because the wall, which is usually was made out of stone, and the lechi usually was a piece of wood. People, if the worst thing would be the same dimensions, people would look at it, it's like extending the wall. Even though our wood looks different than stone. But I can't tell you, so somebody says that behead you, but that would be a star to me. This is Rashi, top of the Omid. Pochas medalanamis, bereichav, if the this extension, which is coming into the Mavi, it's extending into the Mavi a width of less than 4 amas. Neither mishum lechi, it itself is a lechi, but simchin alei, you can rely on it. Vav agav, simchin means we allow it, that it allows the mavi to carry the mavi. Vav agav, the lab l'shem lechi, ikva, even though it wasn't put there as a lechi. It works. The kaimalon hilchosuk, kabaya, the lechi, abin me'elob, the kosher. Baya holds the lechi, which is there of its own accord, wasn't put there for the purpose of being a lechi, is still kosher. Dalet Amos, im hoya berlet l'sech reich of a mavi dalet Amos, neither mishum mavi, it's part of the mavi, klamer kimen de erech heksher mavi, nitzer bekach, v'alma, that would be considered a full length of what's defined something as a mavi. Mikri Mavi, that's what is normally called a Mavi, Sachinami, Novik Mataris Lechi, the Lo Simchinal, you can't use it to be mounted the Mavi, you can't do it. Avagav the of the Mishum Lechi, Havi Kosher, now, if a person will put it there explicitly for the person being a Lechi, the fact that it's for Amis doesn't take away its Lechi status. Mishum deriba b'stimosa legora milechi mashahu. The fact that you're closing more doesn't make it worse. But that's when you put it there for the purpose of being a lechi. But ha chakim de lav lahachi ikva. Since it wasn't made for that purpose, so nan b'machshava l'matzina lafuke mitaris kaisel v'lashri lechi. But we're going to come along and say, listen, even he put it there as a kaisel, but we will decide that it's a lechi.
I don't understand, what's the difference between whether, you know, why it was put there as opposed to how people perceive why it was put there?
Because that's what Tosis says, that there is, even if you hold Lechem Mishum Mechitza, which is, if you hold Lechem Mishum works, it means because you hold Lechem Mishum Mechitza, but a Hecher Ksas you need.
Right.
So when it's put there for the purpose of being a lechi, so people are made aware of that. Tosafot calls it a call. People know that, you know, you go.
It's a call. Okay.
Whereas if you don't for the purpose, so there's nothing to help it work. The shri lechi. The kibbutz the nafik lemitaris lechi nimsa she'en tikkun l'mavi. So there's no tikkun. The tzarich lechi archer lahatra mavi. You have to put something else there. Now this the end of this Rashi is difficult to understand why it's here. And this is like this belongs to an aleph. When a bai quotes this and wants to prove his point from here, alma tony the botzi v'dalanamis lechavi mavi. The lafuki mitaris lechi. Shomer Hechshum Mavi B'Dalad Amos. You say that, you know, we're saying if it's for Amos, oh, that's a Mavi already. Less than for Amos, no, that's not a Mavi. That's just a Lechi. So Bai says, you see my point that a Mavi is for Amos, not like Rabbi Yosef. I don't know this part of Rashi is here. That would belong to an Aleph, but Bai quotes Rav Huna to try prove his point. There, but now we're past that already. I mean, Rabbi Yosef gave his answer. Where says, so where do you put it? Baday, if you put it etzloi baruch of a mavi on the same side as where this extent wall is, so it just looks like you're extending the wall further. So Morris says that Rapapa says you put a bina kisa. So me, why do I tell you every single day? Bina kisa etzol rochav etzol kosov acher connected. You put on the other wall, which is the straight wall, opposite where this extension is. Or alternatively, the mitibay or the mitzibay. Gavoya b'menu or namachimenu, you make it the lechi taller than this extension or shorter than the extension. Inami avimenu or thicker or dakimenu or thinner. Keshi masha b'menu l'chutz or b'hemenu l'fnim. Either it'll extend it's thicker in the sense it'll send further inside than the wall, or it'll extend further outside, depending where you put it. But it won't be a perfect, seeming a perfect parallel of the extension of the wall. Okay. Amar Rav Huna Reid Rav Yeshua Lo Yamorin Ela B'Mavi Shmoina. This halacha that you need to put a lechi archa latiroi. It's talking about that the width of the opening of the Mavi was at least 8 Amos. Mavi Shiva, if the opening was less than 8 Amos, was 7. So the majority, it comes out the majority of the opening is enclosed, which is 4 Amos wide. So even though it's not a Lechi, since it's Oymen Meruba, we just judge, but there's no need to put anything else there. That is the form of being Matar, the last side of the Mavi. So if I have an Omer Meruba, I don't need anything else. Where do I see the Omer Meruba is sufficient? I do not need any other tikkun. We see that by Chotzer, Chazal relied on that. So Kal vachomer, Chazal should rely on that when it comes to Mavim. What's the Kal vachomer? Chazal said a single lechi of a masha who does not work by a chatzah. You need a lechi which is 4 tefachim wide. It's called a pass, or 2 lechayayim, each one being a masha who. But 1 lechi a masha who does not work by a chatzah. Kara does not work by a chatzah. Period. It doesn't work by chatzah. But niteres b'em in meruba alapor. If it's em in meruba. Chazal, as long as there's not an opening which is 10 amas wide, you don't need anything else. Bechatzer. So mavi shenitzer b'lechi b'kara, Chazal did rely on lechi or kara for mavi. And then shenitzer b'omer meruba laparitz. Isn't it logical that omer meruba should work? Chazal would rely on that also. So it's logical that Chazal, when they set this up, they allowed omer meruba to work by mavi also. Says no. I can show you a place where Chazal were more lenient regards to enclosure by Chotzer than rather than Mavi. So maybe Chazal were also more lenient by Emir Meruba, which doesn't apply to Mavi. How is that?
I mean, is this going according to? I mean, if it's Mishum Mechitza.
The more thing is it's not a Heter Lechi. It's not a Heter Lechi anymore. We're saying there's no Heter called Omer Meruba.
Right. So it's a... So
I have a wall there.
Right. So if you hold Mishum Mechitza, so that should be Matir, right? Unless you need
it. We're saying already Alts, but we're going already to say Alts did a Mechitza alone, we can't be Matir because you need Heter. We're saying no Heter, there's a wall there, it's enclosed, so I don't have to do anything. Omer Meruba means it's as if the whole thing is enclosed.
Right, so you have a bona fide mechitza.
Right.
So
there's no need of hacker.
So if you have like a true wall, then maybe you don't need a hacker.
Right. The verse says, but no, I found the chazal were more lenient by chotzer. Now the chotzer shekain pritzosa be'eser. Term of b'mavi shepritzosa be'arba. That by chotzer, that it's only defined as a pirtza if it's more than 10 amas wide. The opening. Whereas by Mavi, the more is going to bring that we're going, this statement over here, it's Omer of Huna, Rav Huna, the Vavam and Aleph, says that the width of someone's considered a pirtza by a Mavi that it needs to be addressed is 4 tefachim. So Mavi, Shepetzosa Be'arba, it's 4 tefachim wide, already is considered a pirtza. Where it says no problem, because Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua who made this Kal vachomer Mavi Nami Pritzosa Be'eser. He holds that they're the same. So again, there's no place where Chotzer is more lenient. There are two places where Mavi is more lenient. So this leniency should apply to Mavi also. Where it says no. 1 second, Laman Karmina. But Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua is coming to qualify. And explain the Rav Huna's statements. Rav Huna, Pirtzasa B'Dalat Sirele. So my answer is Rav Huna, B'Reid of Yeshua, Time of the Nav Sheikamer. He's not saying Rav Huna would agree to this. He's saying personally, this is what he would hold. In Rav Huna's scenario, he would point out this din. Rav Huna himself, who said his din, will not differentiate because Rav Huna would not hold Emir Meruba works. Comes Rav Ashi, takes Rav Huna Rav Yeshua a step further. So he said, if it's 8, it's a problem. If it's that Rav Huna then applies. If it's seven, so then you have Emir Meruba. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema V'Mavi Shmoina Nami Lo Tzarech Lechi. If it's exactly 8, you don't need a lechi either. Because Manashach. It's hard to get it exact. See, Oymed Nafish Nitzar B'Oymed Meruba. If really it's a little more than 8, if the Oymed is a little more than 4, the opening is 8. So if the Oymed is a little more than 4, so then it's Oymed Meruba. be poritz nafish. Really, it's a little. The opening is a little bit larger, so it means that the argument is less than 4 amos. Oh, it's less than 4 amos. He did mishum lechi. It's said in a vanal lechi. Maya Marta. So what are you worried about? The shavu tavayu ki adori. They're exactly equal. So how will they suffik divrei? It's a suffik derabbanan. The suffik divrei lekul lahakol. I mean, it's possible that it's. If it's either larger or smaller, they're not exactly the same size. It's what they're exactly the same size. It'll be a problem, but that's the suffix rabbanon. Tosus points out that we have a more later on in Tesayin, which said we hold that oimid ki meruba is also mutter. You don't need oimid meruba. You need poritz meruba to have a problem. If it's oimid ki poritz, it's kosher. So Tosfos says that Rav Ashi is going in the sheet of Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, who happens to say over there in that sugya that he holds Oymed Kiporitz is also. So even though Rav Ashi himself doesn't necessarily paskal, and we paskal not like Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, and Rav Ashi is Sefer Ro, so he's not saying his own personal say. He's saying if you're coming to qualify Rav Huna's statements, you personally should agree, even if it's eight, it should be mutter. Of course, it's mutter by eight. If it's exactly eight, because all three thought of it's mutter. If it's larger, if it's smaller, it's equal, it's mutter. And even you, we should agree, it's a sub mutter, but it's eight, exactly eight is also mutter.
Is this totally before we had this machlokas about whether the there's two different.
I think that over there it wasn't. It's not dealing with the case of a Sufik. The argument wasn't Sufik. It was, we have a halacha. We know what the halacha is. We have to make a decision. Do we want to be make or not? Over here, we're saying it's a case of. We have a physical suffix. Lefaneinu, we have. We don't, so this is suffix. Rabbanu Lekula. Tosfos raises one question. The Moras is kasha that the pirtza is bedalad, not beeser. So, why isn't that also or not from the Kal Vachomer? Regardless of Maruba, we said, I don't know what it is. Let's learn it out from over there at Kavach Hermer. Why don't we learn out the goof of the halacha that it has to be Kavach Hermer that the Mavi, his piercer, should be a basser? Because it says, Tosfos has an interesting point. He says, no. That he understands this. The reason why there's a heter of Lechi and Kara is because its piercer is Bedalit. In other words, I can argue that the reason why we created some of these coolers and we allowed certain types of things to be considered an enclosure because we're dealing with a smaller type of an opening. Whereas a chotzer, which is considered up to 10 amos, is considered acceptable, so we want a better type of a tikkun. So I can't argue Kal Vachomer in that situation. Let's see Rashi. If it's this issue of Rav Huna that the wall which is 4 amos wide is not acceptable as a lechi, it's if the mabi is 8 amos or more. Of a mabi shiva nitzer hamabi, if it's a mabi which is just 7, the mabi is mutter. But he's saying that lechi, it's not a valid. I agree, it's not a lechi. It's too wide to be a lechi. But the opening of the Edinamavi has more wall than less. Amachotzer, which is either merubas if it's square, or rechava yosel orka, the width is more than the length. Shenet haris belechi bekar lechi and kar do not work over there. In difference, kosher shall panei rishus rabbi. If panei kuloi, if you'd have the one side of the chotzer was totally lacking a wall, behemid berlechi mashu, and it's opening out to rishus rabbi. So a mavi works like that; it's totally open. You put a lechi there, and it opens rishus rabbi. It's mutter. A matter will not be matter by a chotzer. Alim Ken Yeshba Pasdal, it has to be a board which is four tefachim wide, can be come on a pirkin. Pasichot Chichim Shehe Ben Arbo. The pas, which is Matarachot, has to be four tefachim wide. Lechi doesn't work. But still needs Harris by Ibn Burbalapor, it's a feeling difference about Pirtis Harbe. Even there are many openings. The Dalam Chitzah says, Saviv, all four sides. Mishar Shom Mina Oimid, Asher Rabu Ha'omdim Alaprutsis, as long as there's a majority of a closed part over the open parts, Mutaris below Shom Tikkun, you don't need any Tikkun, as long as there's no Pirtis, which is too wide. I mentioned to you, I think, that when in the Hakdama, there's a Shalit in the Rishonim. When we talk about Omer Meruba, we're talking about the total of the four sides, talking about the aggregate total, talking about each side separately. Or possibly even each side, is it, are we looking at the tension between the immediately adjacent Omdim and Pirtzes? But the Achronim or Medaik, and this Rashi Shita is, you look at all four sides. Otherwise, why is Rashi bringing in the case of Dalam Mechitza Seh Saviv? You have one wall and you're discussing whether it's Omer Meruba or not. Why is Rashi discussing all four walls? Tosfos over here seems to say that it only works on the fourth wall.
What? Who seems to say that
works? That this little Omer Meruba seems to be limited to the fourth wall.
Rash?
No, Tosfos. I didn't say that, sweet. Okay. Now, some are going to learn Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying that this idea that you have to look at each wall separately. There are other ways of learning Tosfos also. Now, Tosfos doesn't say that it would work at any one of the walls. But Tosfos seems to say you look at one wall. It
doesn't say it
work. It's not limited only to the fourth wall. Tosfos seems to be, at least one of the Tosfos is saying, it's any one of the walls that will work. We have the case of, you know, so you have two different Tosfos. If I'm learning out, Tosfos says, if I learn out that Omer Meruba works, from Lechi and Kara, Lechi and Kara is explicit, it only works on the fourth wall. So Daya, love me, it didn't leave us Kenodin. So this din of Daya, that's the Tosfos, Kavachemer Mechotz. Then Tosfos and Adin, Shehei Nitzer, Tosfos seemed to say, but we would then extend that it should work in that. It should work at any one of the walls.
What's the value of
Lechi and Kara only work on the fourth wall. So Ayman Meruba should also only work on the fourth wall. Okay. But Rashi seems to say explicitly not like that. Even the fourth wall, which is immediately adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is like a pretty scary place. So I said, no problem, put this little dinky thing over there in its mutter. That's pretty bakel. And Adin Shei Nitzer Ba'amid Meruba Laporsi, isn't it obvious Chazal would rely on Amid Meruba for Al-Mavi? Below Shum Simenach without anything else. Now, so Rashi raises a question. So let's make this Kabbal Kharma in a different way. A Mavi, which is Shmoyna L'Kharma, you could also make the Kabbal Kharma. Avogad the Vahai Kabbal Kharma Nami, Masha the Mishra, you could be mounted based on a similar Kabbal Kharma. The Yosemir Abba Tvachim Havi Hai Pass. V'chotzer mishtariya b'pas dalet. Chotzer is b'feirish. You have an opening which is 10 amas wide. You put a pas which is dalet. It's mutter. So state that a pas dalet works for 10. So why shouldn't a pas which is 4 amas work for 8? So the Rashi says no. Kim lo lav b'shem lechi hukum l'sham. That's what you put it there for to be a pas. But where you didn't put it as a lechi, the same tikkun pas hook v'shem. You didn't put it there to be like a board to close that side. Kehechal yotzim mitaras lechi, yotzim mitaras pas. It's not a lechi, it's not a pas. L'mitkri milsa, v'inu zel piskoy v'lenatzim boy tikkun latir. There's no heter yet, no tikkun yet. You can't carry. Chotzer ain't pirtus eser seres bo elum kein havi meloyoy bekaisel. An opening of 10 is not a problem unless it's the whole wall. If that whole side is 10 amas, that's a problem. Even if it's 9 amas, it's a problem. Or if the opening is more than 10, but 10 itself is still mutter. Rochi kamel b'sdisin kol pirtus shi b'eser amas muteris. The pirtus of 10 is mutter. More than 10 is a problem. The 10 itself is mutter. So that's by a chotzer. Its opening is 10. Tabi b'mavi, Dabar Rav Huna l'barba l'kamon. Rav Huna says it's only 4. So you see, chotzer were more makel than mavi. The Mor says, Rav Huna Redu Meshua holds that the chotzer by mavi also the opening is 10. The Mor says, no. The man Kermin and the Rav Huna. Who are you talking? You, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, you're coming to explain Rav Huna's din. Hi, Kamachemar, leave the man, Kamerle. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Aliba, Rav Huna, Rabbe. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua was a Talmud. Rav Huna was saying, my Rebbe, Rav Huna, based on this Kamachemar, would agree in a situation of seven Amos, everything is good. That's the Kamachemar. To me, the Rav Huna, his Rav Huna, the Yeshua's Rebbe, Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav. The Hashmaitan, the Lechi, Haberlet, Rav Huna Amra. Rav Huna was the one who said it in Oman Aleph. And Milson, the Rav Huna, come a farish, Rav Huna, the Yeshua. So Rav Huna, the Yeshua, is explaining Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, Pirtas of Adalat, Sirile, Lechamon Mishmaitan. Rav Huna, Oman Aleph says that the Pirtas is 4. So Morris is back, you're right. That according to Rav Huna, this statement of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is not true. There's no Kavach Armor. And I have no source to say that Armin Meruba will work by a Chotzer. What Rav Huna Rav Yeshua is saying is Tamid Nafshe Kamer, Vachon Kamer. The Mavi Shmoina, Kamestaber Milsud Rav Huna. In the case of a Mavi which is 8 or more, I agree with Rav Huna. Because I personally think you can be mounted with a kavukar. Came Rav Ashi and said, even if it's exactly 8, it's also mutter. Because the mother shot. If it's exactly 8, but your wall is not exactly 4, it's a little bit more than 4. Let's say, for argument's sake, that the four amas of this wall, which is there, I know Rashi calls it a lechi, they're a little bit more expanded. So if the porus is less than the oimid, so it's mutter with oimid meruba. The porus meruba. If the shein dal shlemis belechi, you don't have four full amas in the lechi. Most people don't make the wall exactly perfect. See, it's going to be either a little more than half of the width, a little less than half of the width, which means it's either a lechi or a meruba. My Martha, so why should you say it's a problem? Dilma, it seems that maybe this person got it exact, precisely. Okay, I thought he needed exactly the same. Vein kan lechi shir yesh bar arba amas v'loy a meruba. She don't have a meruba, you don't have a lechi. Well, that's a habi subject divrei. Shema seems same, but also maybe he was precise, and therefore they're also. Shema lo seems same mutter, and maybe it's mutter. The tilter rabbanon, maybe means mir rabbanon who subject divrei lahakos. So subject rabbanon is the cooler. Okay. New din. Let's just start it. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Amar Rav. Mavi shenifritz mitzidoi. If there was a piritza on the side wall of the mavi, so we said, we already discussed if it's we already said before that you have to have the right at the end of the mavi, you have to have at least dalet amos still intact. Excuse me, dalet tefachim still intact. So you have that dalet tefachim are in place. Now there's, but further back in the mavi, there's an opening. So how wide of an opening are we bothered by? So Rav Chanan bar Rava says the name of Rav. Be'eser, 10 amos. Rav Huna is going to respond and said, no, the shear is 4 tefachim, which is what the Mork just quoted here. Rav Huna says the shear is 4 tefachim. The pirtz of Bamavi, according to Rav Huna, is 4 tefachim. But Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav, says, no, the shear is 10 amos. But that's mitzidoi is be'eser. Miroishoi b'dalet. But if the pirtz is in the opening, which means, let's say for argument's sake, Rashi says you had the full width of the mavi was 20 amos wide, and you had a wall there which was enclosing 10 of those amos, and there's a pirtz now in that wall. So once there's a width of dal tefachim and 4 tefachim, that pirtz, it's a problem. Verses, I don't understand. We look at it as not as a pirtza, but as a doorway. Let's say it's a Pesach. So why is it considered a pirtza when it's 4 tefachim wide? Tzemur says, Omer of Huna Breda of Yeshua, Gun Shanifrats, Bekaren Zovis, the Pisco Bekaren Zovis, Loy Avdi Inshi. People do not put doorways in the corner. So, there's a machlokes rishonim how to picture it. Let's say, for argument's sake, most rishonim picture it is if this is your mavi. So here's the back of the mavi. Here's the side. Here's the front. The wall ended here. The wall ended here. Remember, there's a wall here. It ended here. So it's a little bit of an angle which is cut off, which is open. So your doorway would have to be going at an angle to say that there's a doorway there. So that people don't make doorways at angles. Modern architecture aside, here, one second. Let's probably have a picture on the back. Yeah, here we go. Right. So if you picture that, it's a little bit stepped back on the side, a little bit stepped over on the front, so that it would be at an angle. So people don't put a doorway at the angle.
Is this different from?
That is talking about if you. Well, it's a fair question. If you physically put in a doorway there, you put a doorway there. It doesn't.
It was just the opening. I mean, it wasn't a.
I understand. But that case over there was actually the entrance way into the. That was the entrance way into the chutz. That was a fact. So we can't deny it's being called a pesach. But over here, we're making it a virtual doorway. You say it's not a virtual doorway, it's a pirtza, because it's not a common place to put a door. So we can't automatically just say, well, it's not a break down in the wall, it's just a doorway. It's not a normal place to put it, so we can't make it into a virtual doorway.
What if it's the only way into the
I'm sorry, what?
What if it's the only way into the
So then theoretically it's the only way into the mavi, theoretically it should be okay. There are some akronim would say not like that. But let's assume for argument's sake that would be the actual entrance way. Rav Huna Amar Echad Zeh.
So we don't say Lavan.
Lavan is less than 3 tefachim.
Right. No, but I'm saying in other words, like it's it's lavu on that that for at the rosho, and so the piritza is only
it has to love it to something. There's a wall there. It's the shear is fourth falchin. He told, don't argue with what I'm saying. The Rav Ikla Lidimacharya Vavad Uvda Kavasi. So he came to the city of Dimacharya, same of a city, and he passed in that the Pirtza on the side by four Tvachim was already a problem. So you're quoting Rav and saying X. I'm telling you, Rav did Lamai, so why? He did like me. So Amalei, so Rav Chanan Bar Rav said, Rav Bika Motza Begoder Bageder. Now that's a phrase which Chazal used. That they found the problems, he addressed it. Which means he felt that there was some reason why over here he had to be Machmer. These people were people which were Ami Haratzim, Rashi says. And they weren't very careful. He felt he's going to be even a mikra din it's mutter, like I'm saying, and he passed the lachamais in general as mutter. But these people specifically, he felt there was a need to be machmer and to aser it. And of course, the phrase happens to be also a pun in our situation of bika matzah v'gadar v'gadar. You put a gadar there, okay.